With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We're live down here in Phoenix, Arizona. We got the American Family Fields of Phoenix, as a matter of fact, a spring training facility, the newly named spring training facility for your Milwaukee Brewers, who are doing some work out in the fields beyond the main field. And then they've got some batting practice coming up here shortly as the grounds crew continues to get the field ready for not only batting practice, but they have a game here later today, taking on the San Diego Padres. Coming up a little bit later on, it's a 3:05 start back in Wisconsin. It's a 1:05 start here in Arizona. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Paul, you pretty much knew it was coming the minute you heard that Jordy Nelson was released. That all of a sudden, everybody that felt that Jordy was the linchpin to last season wants him back. Give me your thoughts on the likelihood of a guy like Jordy coming back.
Well, let me take a small step back and say that this is something I just find remarkable, Bill, because I think five or six of the Packers you think of most, I think when you think of the last 6 to 8 years of this team, Clay Matthews, free agent, Randall Cobb, free agent, Jordy Nelson, free agent, Josh Sitton, free agent, TJ Lang, free agent, and then slightly to a lesser degree, Nick Perry, free agent. He still played 7 years here. He was still a first-round pick. You know, I don't think anyone's going to, you know, write home about Nick Perry being a free agent and how much they're going to miss him, but compared to the other guys at least. But, hey, he was still a seven-year Packer, a first-round pick. It's remarkable how quickly, and as when I put that on Twitter yesterday, one of the responses was, you know, Father Time remains undefeated, because how quickly they went from being, outside of Aaron Rodgers, the guys that you think of with the Packers, their best players, and now – you know, Lang might retire. Jordy Nelson's going to turn 34 years old in May. You know, some of these guys are going to be going for obviously much lesser contracts than what they're used to. It's amazing to watch this list of, you know, great Packers now be at this point in their careers and how fast that can happen. For Jordy Nelson specifically, Bill, like I said, he's going to be 34, but I can find a role for Jordy Nelson at $2 million. I think the question that he would want to ask himself is, does he value his friendship with and relationship with Rodgers enough? And his, you know, at a certain point, you know, when Donald Driver retired, Bill, he had offers. He could have played. In fact, I think he could have played for the Vikings, if I recall correctly, when he had an offer in Minnesota. Instead, he decided, you know what, I'm going to go out. I'm going to preserve my legacy as a Packer. I want to be Mr. Packer. Now, just because Jordy played 1 year in Oakland, I don't think is going to make anyone think he wasn't a Packer, and that he's not a Packer Hall of Famer, and that he's not, you know, a guy that's going to be remembered for a long, long, long time in Green Bay, a Super Bowl champion, you know, one of Rodgers' key cogs for a long, long time. If Jordy, though, is interested in, you know, $2.5 million for 1 year, I don't know. How do you say no to that? Like, even if he's going to come out and give you eight snaps a game. What people would need to rephrase, though, kind of like if Clay Matthews came back, Bill, people might still be thinking, you know, that, you know, oh, he's Clay Matthews. This is what we expect. No. Like, what you're going to get from Clay Matthews now if you re-sign him is 25 snaps a game. He's going to rove inside, outside. He's not going to always be pass rushing. What you get with Jordy now is probably 12, 15 snaps a game. Clearly behind the depth chart of Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and probably competing with snaps with Ekwonemius J. St. Brown and maybe Jamon Moore. So that's kind of where he's at. But, hey, there's a worse way to spend $2 million and a worse way to bring somebody in who has, as we all know, an uncanny connection with Rodgers and the back shoulder stuff. And that stuff won't just disappear with age. His speed, his ability to go vertically down the field, that's probably – those days are likely gone. But the sideline shoulder, back shoulder stuff, that doesn't just go away because you're 34 years old. So at the right price, Bill, yes, absolutely.
855-830-8648. If you want to chime in after we get done discussing all of this, you can. But, Paul, now the question, you got a guy like Eric Berry who's out there on the market, a safety yeah. that's got some good chops to him, even though he's had some injuries in his career. You obviously cut loose not one but two safeties last year. Do you go after another veteran like that?
Yes, and I would add to the recently passed Kansas City Chiefs list is that Justin Houston is still available. And I don't think just because you went at the two Smiths, the Darius and Preston, I don't think precludes you from doing Justin Houston. But yeah, I think what we've learned and what we know about Adrian Amos is that he is going to be more of your Morgan Burnett, more of your box safety, your strong safety, not your big play guy. And they do have options back there, Bill. Tremont Williams, it would very strongly appear, is going to live out the second year of his two-year contract. I would assume his move to safety last year is permanent. It's not like they got a new defensive coordinator. I'm assuming that this is the way that Mike Pettine sees Tremont Williams now at Tremont Williams' point in his career. So I think that would be one thing. Two would be, I think Josh Jackson is a safety. Maybe mm-hmm. he's a slot corner, slot corner slash, free safety, more so in like what the Browns have turned Demaryius Randle into is, I think, maybe right. where the future of Josh Jackson becomes. So you have young options, well, not young options, in the case of Tremont Williams, of course, but a young option in Josh Jackson and then a veteran option in the case of Tremont Williams, where I don't think you're desperate, but you could still clearly use an upgrade because there's room there. Now, Eric Berry, I believe, 29 years old. Yes, the injuries recent years have certainly set him back. And you can see the glowing statements that went out from Dorsey and that front office when they released him. This wasn't like, this was a guy who was very, very close to that franchise. Probably pretty similar to how Packers fans felt about Jordy Nelson is how they felt about Eric Berry in Kansas City. So you'd be getting a great locker room guy. I don't know enough to know, his medical thing. I'm guessing with him, it's more of a medical question. If he comes in for a physical and things look good enough, of course, yes. But, and I do think that this is a kind of a center fielder type safety is the type of guy that the Packers could still go after in the draft and address it that way. But I look at safety still, Bill, as a position of weakness. Okay, and then maybe like if you're still, even though after they've signed Adrian Amos, I would still say it's a top five need, that there's still something left to address. But I don't think they're completely depleted there because I do think, and not knowing for sure how LaFleur and any of the new defensive coordinators, not coordinators, but defensive coaches see Tremont Williams and Josh Jackson, there's guys there that you could plug in, but certainly an upgrade long-term and short-term is probably still needed.
Talking with Paul Liemig, our Green and Gold analyst, and as I look at this Packers team, we had talked about the relief now that you've got some of these positions that they have depth. At the very least, whether or not you have a starter, which you believe you have, now you have depth, and you have the ability to go out and just find best available at some of these places, and you don't have to worry about kind of filling holes and filling needs. So the next question is, what is the most needed position that they have to supplement, whether it's through the draft or an additional free agent?
Good question. I look at the draft part. Free agency-wise, they totally might go back, and Brian Gutekunst said as much. Free agency-wise, they might, look into the list of guys who have been released. So, like, traditional free agency, I think, for them is over, but there's still a very wide list of players who have been released, or in the case of Clay Matthews and Randall Cobb, and, as we mentioned, that could be re-signed. Yes, they're free agents right now, but you could re-engage with those guys and bring them back. The draft, I think, is a different story, and I think that's where I would still say that edge could be your number one draft need, or maybe 1A and 1B with tight end. I'm really on the idea that they need to draft, groom, develop, and create their next, hopeful superstar at tight end. So, but edge, I think the thing is like you look at Preston Smith's contract, it's pretty much a two-year deal. Like it's a four-year contract, but you're really only married for 2 years, and then the third and fourth year, sort of at team options. The Darius Smith looks more like a three-year contract in terms of, not wanting to take a giant hit 2 years from now if he was to be released. That's pretty much a three-year contract. Kyler Fackrell is going into his fourth NFL season and would either have to be re-signed a year from now or let go, and then there goes more of your depth. So I still think Edge is both a, you know, maybe it's certainly less of a short-term need. Again, and this is what I think is such a benefit, is just because you take a guy at 12 or at 30 or at pick 44, you don't have to then play that player right away now if he's an edge rusher, which is, I think, a huge benefit to kind of be able to be a, you know, a part-time player for a little bit. And then, hey, if you prove, like, in the first month that you're already better than Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Kyler Fackrell, great. I think that's a bonus, but you don't have to do that. So, but I do think, though, whatever they do, they need their, you know, especially if it's a first-round pick, you essentially get a five-year contract with the player. That's obviously longer than the 2 years with Preston Smith and the 3 years with Za'Darius Smith and the 1 year you have left with Fackrell. You still have a need there, I think, to address long-term. And then tight end, I still believe, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Jimmy Graham is on his last year with the Packers. They bring back Mercedes Lewis for 1 year. Robert Tonyan is a nice piece, but he's never going to be, you know, your star tight end. So when you look at, I think, a couple of the names in this draft, particularly Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson in Iowa, I would not want to miss on guys who project the way that they project in the NFL. And so I think I'm circling 1A and 1B. It's still going edge, and then probably tight end is my 1B, Bill.
Good stuff as always, Paul. We'll chat again next week once we get back into Milwaukee, okay?
All right, Bill. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.